Let's go down to Southern California, bring in the voice of the mighty 1090, and that is Craig Elston. If it's Padres baseball, this is the guy you want to talk to. Craig, how are you?
Doing great. How are you, Marty?
Very good, and I'm sort of trying to follow the Dodger-Padre game tonight as I'm doing the show tonight, and of course the Giants lose today, 2.5 back, and all of a sudden everyone in Northern California is a Padre fan tonight. How's the game going?
Well, on behalf of the city of San Diego, allow me to offer my condolences to the newly acquired group of Padre fans. We suffer with you. If you're going to be a Padre fan this weekend, you get to enjoy this particular train. Well, another improbably good start for Clayton Richard. His Cinderella slipper hasn't fallen off yet. 2-2 for the gutty little Padres who, are playing some interesting young players right now who might be sneakily a little bit better than you think, but at least are playing hard under Andy Green. But with all of that said, the Padres, as a pitching staff right now, so woefully undermanned that every game a good team can lean on them until they fall.
Well, we see the Padres here next week, on the 12th, 13th, and 14th, a week obviously from this coming Monday. Pitching, what's the rotation looking like? Now, Richard has pitched actually very well since coming over from the Cubs, and Friedrich is in there. Who else is in there?
Yeah, I mean, the Clayton Richard situation, I would compare to another one of the guys who's in there in terms of the veteran journeyman, Edwin Jackson. You know, I think he had quality starts either his first three times out or three of his first four times out, and then the league figured him out again, and it was all over. And I think the same will happen to Clayton after three or four starts. So if you happen to catch him next time, that might be about that time, where he goes pop. Because he's throwing, 89, 90, he's cutting the ball. He's doing what he used to do, but it's nothing earth-shattering. Now, when you talk about the Padres starters, there's really one guy to talk about right now, and that's right-hander Luis Perdomo, the Rule 5 draftee, who at the beginning of the year was absolutely terrible. He was taught a sinker, a two-seam fastball, in spring training by pitching coach Darren Balsley. They asked him to start using it. He didn't use it out of the bullpen early in the season, and they had an ERA of around 10, and then he was forced into the starting rotation. They forced him to start not only throwing the sinker, but making it his only pitch or his predominant pitch. And he has really developed at the age of 23 now. I think there's no question he's going to be in the rotation next year and battling, to become a top division starter in this league, because that sinker is a nasty weapon. His last time out was his first career complete game. And if you happen to catch Perdomo, you catch a pitcher right now who is really developing and is probably completely different this time from the last time the Giants faced him. So that's the one guy you don't want to face. Friedrich is at the end of his innings, basically, prescription for the season. So they've started to space out his starts, put him in the bullpen a little bit. So he could be in the rotation in or out. Paul Clemens, replacement-level pitcher that they got earlier this season in one of their many trades, he's in the rotation as well. So it's a collection right now, and most of them are the type of guys that you have on teams where you're trying to move up on the draft rank, which is what the Padres are involved in right now. But Perdomo is a guy who I think is definitely the find of the year, the number one or two story on the Padres, and a real keeper.
Boy, Craig Elston, always a good report. You know, the trouble for the Giants started in San Diego. Remember, after the All-Star game, and Edwin Jackson again, a near no-hitter. We saw one today with John Lester, who's seen it a few too many times against the Giants. And Perdomo also had a decent game against the Giants at that time. But since then, everybody's been traded. We saw Matt Kemp last week in a big home run against Suarez to win a game. Anybody left? I guess Norris, he got a big hit tonight. Anybody left from the core group of people?
Yeah, you talk about the team that was hastily assembled and then heralded as the winter, the off-season champions going into 2015. And there's almost nothing left from the pop-up store that A.J. Preller erected, at the corner. It's almost all gone. And of the acquisitions, Norris is pretty much the only guy left. Of course, Tyson Ross has been on the DL since opening day, so he could potentially be back for a start or two at the end of the year, or maybe not. We shall see. But, yeah, most everyone gone, and of course, in the case of Kemp and Upton, sent out basically with half of their salary with them, with the statement that you're better off without them than with them, basically. And especially in the case of Kemp, who, you know, I think very, very telling. You know, he's on the billboard in the back of Petco Park to start the season. He bats third and plays right field all year long in San Diego. And he gets to Atlanta where they traded for him, but it was a salary dump. And it's not the same situation as it was here where, you know, Kemp was the guy and the most heralded or most famous star on the team in Atlanta, where they've got Freeman and where they've been under the radar for a while. Anyway, Kemp isn't going to have the same level of star commitment. And right away, their GM is out there publicly saying he's overweight, he's 30 pounds out of shape, you know, and he's going to have to try and get back into shape. Completely different world, but it tells you kind of what Kemp was doing or not doing when he was with the Padres and in the clubhouse. And really, I think they've been a better team since he's gone, especially because you look at the players who have come in the lineup for him. When Kemp left and Upton was traded, that allowed Travis Jankowski to start playing every day, leading off in center field. And again, you want to talk about a keeper. I mean, this guy can really play center field. He is dynamite. He's got plus-plus speed. And if you look at his on-base percentage, both leading off and as a against right-handed pitchers, it's well over 400. He's been outstanding for what you want a leadoff center field speed guy to be. He's going to finish the year over 30 steals. It also let Alex Dickerson come up and start playing. Dickerson's got a very quick bat. I could see him being a 20-25 homer guy, getting a full season's play next year. So, you know, letting those guys play a big thing. And then, you know, you can't talk about the Padres right now, Marty, without talking about the kid at second base, Ryan Schimpf. He's in his eighth year in the pros. It took him 8 years to get to the major leagues. The Blue Jays never gave him a chance in the majors, you know, coming out of LSU. And here he is at age 28, coming up with the Padres, getting a chance with a team that's, you know, totally out of it. And three-quarters of his hits are for extra bases. He's got – you can look it up, as Casey Stengel would have said. You can look it up. He's got the highest isolated slugging percentage since Barry Bonds in 2004. Mm. That's insane. A second baseman with an ISO over 300 is crazy. And that's what Schimpf has been doing. And who knows? You know, I mean, he's hitting 230. Is this some crazy half season? Who knows? But he has been ridiculously good. And like a sabermetric superstar, essentially. And so the Padres have those guys going for him. And the trade out of all of that 2015 team has really put a better group of position players on the field.
All right. Great report from Craig Elston. Craig, let's talk about the game tonight. Puig is in the game. Corey Seager got hit on the wrist. He hasn't had a hit since he got hit on the wrist in Colorado. How does Puig look tonight for the Dodgers?
Yeah, reach base. Look out for Puig. You know, the funny thing with Puig is he's got a chance because Reddick has come over and not set the world on fire. You know, and I speculate here, and I wonder what you think about this, Marty. In a way, we've started to say that switching leagues doesn't matter. Puig 1-for-3, by the way, right now. That's where he stands. But I kind of still feel like when you switch leagues, especially mid-season, and you're used to being in one division and now you're in another, there's an adjustment period there. And a guy like Reddick is going through that right now, and I think it gives Puig an opportunity, a possible second lease on life in L.A. here in September.
Well, they face lefties. Everyone in the world wants to throw a lefty against the Dodgers. So Puig, obviously a big right-handed hitter, and I assume that's why they're giving him every chance to reclaim that position, because all they do is face lefties. And in fact, tonight it was Clayton Richard. What, do you know the rest of the rotation for the Padres this weekend?
I'm trying to remember it off the top of my head. I know Perdomo's going tomorrow. So.
Okay, all right. Well, that's a righty. Yeah. Well, I know Rich Hand is in there now. And
good old Hand, man. Brad Hand's actually been a little bit better than you might
Brad
think.
Hand, he's right? Brad
of,
Hand.
Yeah, he's got one of the best strikeout rates, or one of the better strikeout rates in the NL. But well-worn
Yeah.
You got about two or three kids in that bullpen right now that can still do it for the Pods. But I tell you what, this is an organization that will never, ever, ever say that they are quote unquote tanking. But you assemble a pitching staff like this for one reason, and that's to drop in the standings. And they've done a very nice job of it, getting swept in Atlanta. Nice job. You know, there's no reason for the Padres to finish high. I didn't think coming into the year that they could ever possibly finish in the bottom five because of all the bad teams in the league, and it really looks like they're going to do it. So in terms of a teardown and stock for the future, I really like the direction they've gone. But for now, you guys have to get fat when the Padres come to town because this is a team playing to lose right now.
All right, 2-2 Padres. It is in the bottom of the seventh. We just got an infield hit, and the shortstop threw the ball away. And now he's on second, and we'll see how that turns out. Grandal up against Brad Hand, who we see every time. Hey, Greg, a great report as always. I appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you before the Padres show up here a week from Monday.
You got it. Always a pleasure, Marty. Take care.
All right, be well. Boy, I've been talking to Craig for many years about San Diego sports. That's Craig Elston of the mighty 1090 down in San Diego. All right.